It's time for Retro Talk with Retro Rose here on
WXPM
on 98.5
FM.
I'm ready for some Saturday morning cartoons and some Lucky Charm cereal.
Right here on Retro Talk on 98.5 The Phoenix.
And you are listening to Retro Talk.
You are listening to Retro Talk.
I just dumped Mike Bro here.
Yeah, you know, I haven't had my cereal yet. It's Saturday morning, you know, at the time here, and I'm thinking cartoons, and I'm just getting out of bed, and I'm stretching. And I'm thinking, I need my toast. I need my glass of orange juice. No, I want my cereal. That's what I want.
I used to get up in the morning in the 70s and 80s. I would wake up and have my Lucky Charms and sit there and watch Super Friends.
Oh my gosh. For me, it was Cap'n Crunch, Peanut Butter Crunch. And I'd sit down and watch something like either Mighty Orbots or the first showing of Pole Position nine times out of ten.
Do you ever realize whenever you're a kid, you didn't want to get up for school during the week? But on Saturdays, you were up at 7 a.m. to watch those cartoons.
You, not even 7 a.m. I was up at like 5 because...
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, back in the day, we had two different channel sets, essentially, on your TV. You had your VHF and you had your UHF. VHF for your main stations like NBC, CBS, ABC, where you would have all the big cartoons and all that. But then on the other side, on UHF, you'd have like your local stations, much like 98.5, the radio station here, where they would play off-brand cartoons that you may not know about. Where, that's where you get like Galaxy Rangers, or you would get something like Brave Star, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Things
yeah.
like that. Like they were syndicated. And I'd be sitting there and I'm like, I want to watch Defenders of the Earth with my Cap'n Crunch cereal. And that's what would get me going. But you'd want to be up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. You had to be able to be up and ready to go.
I actually don't remember those. But I do remember getting up pretty early, even before 7 a.m. sometimes. And I'd watch Heckle and Jekyll to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was a big Hanna-Barbera fan. And, you know, speaking of Saturday mornings.
Right.
We're working into what we're going to be talking about today, which is cereals. The cereals we remember as a kid.
There was not just one or two or four or eight. There was like a gabillion different cereals out there back
in the
day.
And it wasn't just the variety pack.
No, no.
I love the variety pack. But
it was never enough.
Like the Napoleon Dynamite, though. You don't need it. Put it back.
Right. No, no. The variety packs, they had the little boxes of cereal, and it was supposed to be an individual serving. That was not individual. That was like a spoonful or two. That was it. It was not enough.
Yeah, actually, if you stay at some of the hotels still, I noticed that they still have little miniature boxes of cereal.
It's not enough.
You can still get your variety pack, but you can't really find them in the grocery store anymore. So if you go looking at the grocery store, you can't find variety packs anymore.
It's not that often, no. Not at all.
Yeah, not at all. But like I said, you can see them at like hotels. Sometimes when I go visit people like in West Virginia, you'll see little variety packs.
There were so many different fun things about different cereals back in the day, too. Like for me,
Hunter's saying something in the basement here. They're still around. My family buys them for road trips. Oh, okay. So they are still around, little variety packs.
Okay.
But as Napoleon's uncle says, Uncle Rico, put it back. We're not made of money.
Napoleon Dynamite, such a great film. We have to go back to that one at some point.
Those packets, though, were kind of high if you got the variety pack.
Yeah.
They were a little pricey.
Now, I have to start off right off the bat, just for myself, with when we're talking retro series and everything, there was a handful of cereals back in the day that when they were packaged in foil in the inside of the box. And I swear to this day, they tasted better when they were in foil. One in particular was Pops.
Corn Pops.
Okay. Corn Pops. Like that was the best cereal. It was just the right amount of sugar, just the right amount of kick. Kix is another one, same thing, similar to Pops. And they tasted better because they were wrapped in tinfoil almost.
They didn't have marshmallows, but I always liked Honeycomb.
Honeycomb was really good.
Yeah, I loved Honeycomb a lot.
Yeah, Honeycomb was like, again, just that right flavor, but also when it got just not not super crunchy, not mushy, but just in the between. Happy middle.
Oh, they were really good then.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of want some honeycomb now.
Yeah, you were going to go home and get cereal after we're done here.
I think I'm going to have cereal tonight for dinner. That's what I'm going to do.
You know, sometimes at night, like when I was in high school, if I got snack hungry in the middle of the night, I'd get up and make me a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, that's the great thing.
Something easy to make. And Tony still does it. At night sometimes I'll see that he's made him a bowl of cereal.
It's so easy. You don't have to heat it up. You don't have to do anything. You literally just have to pour it in a bowl, pour some milk over it, and done. Just don't do what I did one time and pour water on a bowl.
Ooh.
It was not. I didn't know what I was doing. I was half awake. I went to drink, eat it, and I'm like, and this was, what was it? It was Cocoa Krispies, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna eat, have my chocolate milk after. I go to take that first bite. Oh, it's not good.
There was a to be more inventive. Whenever I was a teenager, I would mix in different types of cereals. Like if I had leftover Lucky Charms or leftover Honeycomb or whatever was left over, I'd mix them together and say, let's see if it tastes like this.
Oh, wow. You were doing what the Kelsey brothers are doing right now in the local Philadelphia area before anybody else, and that's mixing cereals.
Yeah, I was mixing cereals, but I also mixed like sodas to see how they would taste if you pour some Dr. Pepper in with a Pepsi or something.
Completely signed up. I tried that one time thinking I'd make a serum to make me Spider-Man, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's probably what they did with, if you think about it, that's probably how they made some of these sodas. Like when they have vanilla root beer flavored one. Pour a little bit of vanilla in there and see what it tastes like with the vanilla soda and different things like that.
So, we're sitting down, we're going to have our favorite cereal for Saturday morning cartoons. What were some of the favorite ones that you had as a kid, like when you were, before you were 10?
All right. Well, before I was 10, I didn't really have anything that really stood out so much. It was mostly Lucky Charms.
Mm. But I do. Very important question about Lucky Charms now. Did you eat the marshmallows as you were eating the cereal, or did you save them for last and eat them all together by themselves?
I would actually probably just, I wasn't very inventive. I would just eat it all.
I separated them and I ate the bran stuff first and then I ate the marshmallows last.
One that I don't remember getting it too often, but I do remember getting strawberry shortcake cereal a little bit.
I can remember this is
character.
That one.
These are character ones.
I didn't get that one because it was a girl cereal.
And I don't want to say I ate it because I don't remember eating it, but Tony in the basement said that he had the CP3Os that were had a character mask on them.
Oh, the C-3PO from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yep, they had it like right on the back there usually, and it would be different characters like C-3PO or Darth Vader or Luke or anybody like that.
Stormtrooper, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I actually think that's kind of cool. I didn't have it. Some of our friends and my cousin probably did. I was more, when I started getting the character cereals, it was more of like real Ghostbusters. Okay. I would watch the real Ghostbusters cartoon, and I would have real Ghostbusters cereal. But now that I've looked at it, we have a Ghostbusters cereal at home, the box.
Oh, really?
And it's, from the 80s. And it is a Ghostbusters, but I remember the real Ghostbusters ones where they had the cartoon characters on.
Right.
Because I would get those every week practically and then cut it out and save all the, I don't know what happened to them, but I would save all the images from the front of the box.
Because they were different images from
Yeah, they were different
Wasn't
images.
Wasn't it a black box, right?
Yeah, but it had the cartoon images. Right. And a reflective type, what kind of, what would you call that word? It would show it, and it had the real Ghostbusters on it.
And it would actually motion with it, with the lenticular
with the
and everything.
Yeah. And then I had, let me see, I don't want to get this wrong. It was New Kids on the Block. New Kids on the Block. Cereal.
There was a show we had recently about New Kids on the Block. It was very informative, but New Kids on the Block cereal you had to have while watching the Saturday morning cartoon of New Kids on the Block.
Now, there's certain ones, like I said, that I remember and certain ones I don't remember. I had a list of them.
Oh, one of my favorites was not necessarily tied to like a super character or anything, and I don't know that it's out today anymore or not, but Sugar Smacks.
Oh, yeah, they still have Sugar Smacks.
Yeah, Sugar Smacks was so good because it was like almost like a bean almost you're eating.
Yeah,
but it was coated
those
in
really
like a
good.
Cinnamon sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't
I love those.
And it kept its kind of crispiness. It never really lost it. It didn't get soggy per se. Oh, my God, I could eat that
and
now.
And I remember another character one, and Antonio and I seen this recently too, Bill and Ted cereal.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Yeah, they actually had like a cassette hoarder that came with it that was shaped like their phone booth.
Oh my gosh.
That would come with it as a free gift, you know, it'd wrap around it.
Right.
And there's a lot of different brands I want to mention because we've got ways to go yet. But those are the ones I really remember personally.
Right. You know, yeah. For me, it was a lot of like the main ones like Toucan Sam. So you would have Fruit Loops and things like that, which is still great today.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
As Larry Kinney would say, who those that don't know, he's the voice of Lino, but he also did that commercial. Cuckoos for Cocoa Puffs. And what was the other one? He did Count Chocula.
That's right. Yep. And there's a great one, too. You had Count Chocula, you had Frankenberry, and then you had Boo Berry. And then you had the lesser known, there was a werewolf one, too.
Yeah,
Fruit Brute, which was really great too.
I was always the blueberry one.
I was more Frankenberry, I think.
You
know what would have been really good is if you mixed the Frankenberry with the strawberry shortcake. I bet that would have been really good.
That probably would have been good.
That would have been really good.
Yeah, mix it up. It's always good. And I think we're going to take a little break. Remember the music? Remember the movies? Remember the cars, the fashions, the news, the things that stood out during our youth? It's okay to be nerdy. Join me as I reminisce over the cartoons, the toys, and the video games of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Turn back the clock with Retro Talk.
Weekends on 98.5 XPM's Million Dollar Weekend Lineup.
Let me stick the 7-inch in the computer.
Whoa.
That is from Bat Dance, and it is such a great song, and it talks about one of the coolest movie serials ever.
Yeah, actually the Batman serial.
The Batman serial from the Batman movie.
Yeah, and it actually came with like a Batman bank.
Right.
You could get a free Batman bank with it.
And that way you could save more money to buy more Batman cereal.
Buy more Batman cereal.
Or have Joker steal it.
Like, have more Batman cereal, same time.
Same bat channel, that's right.
Next week.
This is not the end of the Retro Talk right now. We'll have that later.
Yeah, we're not the end of Batman. But it was in shrink wrap. And there was a couple things like that. Like I mentioned to Bill and Ted, you'd get that cassette hoarder.
Yeah.
That was shaped like the booth. And there was a lot of things that when we talk about not just character cereals, there was a lot of cereals that you actually got free gifts. Or you send stuff away for things?
Yes. You would just send in like box tops for stuff or anything like that. But you also get a lot of times toys in the cereal itself. I remember vividly, and I forget which cereal, it might have been like Fruit Loops or whatever, you could get this color-changing spoon. And I think it was like Toucan Sam at the top is like the handle and everything. And you would bring it out, but then it would be like pink or whatever. You put it in your cereal and you're eating and it would turn blue. And then when it got hot again, it would be its normal pink color. I love that. I had like a handful of those, actually, because I wanted all the different kinds.
I didn't actually have those, but I remember getting a free Garfield reflector that would go on your bike out of a cereal box.
Yeah.
I remember those. And I remember this wasn't even cereal. I think it was a fabric softener.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they had all these melon things you could do back in the day, mostly with cereal.
Right.
But my friend got some Transformer cups that way. It might have been a Bounce fabric softener, if
maybe.
I'm remembering that right. But, I mean, there was all kinds of things you could do that with cereal.
Oh.
And they had, like, games and stuff with it.
And I remember vividly getting a handful of, like, baseball cards in cereal boxes, too, from time to time.
You ever, when you was a kid, did you ever dig out all the cereal just to get the free prize?
Almost every time.
I mean, I did
almost
too.
Every time. Our hands were small enough that we could reach in there and actually pull the prize.
Yeah,
out.
I think our parents knew though if we were digging through things. I know my parents did.
Oh, so Connor, who's down in the basement too, he's going to be saying he's showing his age here. He's got a little sign up. He says he remember he won an 18 CD from a Pop-Tarts box.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
I love those kind of things, though. I love those type of things that you would get free.
Yeah.
And but like I said, they started playing it smart after a while, and they would put it on the outside of the bag. Now I think they put them on the outside of the bag if there's something free inside.
That's not as much fun.
But I remember sticking my hand in there, and you would have, like, for the Garfield one, like I mentioned, right. You had to pull the little baggie out. It was wrapped up in baggie, and the toy was in there. So you had to stick your whole hand into the cereal box, and your parents had to have known someone dug their hand through that cereal box to get the free gift.
Yeah, just be glad. Hopefully your hand was clean when you did that.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I can't remember if it was or not, but I remember shoving my hand down in those cereal boxes to get the free toy.
I can just see it now. You know, you or myself as a kid or whatever, like, I need to get that toy. Hold on.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to put my hand now down in there, and then, you know, mommy and dad are going to be eating the cereal too, and they're going to be getting snot cereal.
If you guys are wondering what he's doing, he's blowing his nose.
Like, that's what I can see happening at this point. And,
oh,
but we had
gosh.
To have those toys. I remember one time, too, getting like wacky wall crawlers.
Yeah,
those were, like,
I remember
octopuses you would throw. They would be in a bag. And I would think to myself, okay, it's plastic. But luckily, it wasn't like sticky yet. You had to wash it in soap.
Yeah, that was the one that kind of looked like an octopus,
yes.
right? Yeah,
yes.
I think Tony probably has one, or he had one at one point.
Oh,
he
my
probably
gosh.
Has one, but I remember mine would get, like, after a while, it would get all felty, like it had fabric or
yeah.
something on it, and then it wouldn't stick as good as
you have to wash
you had
it back
wash
in
it off
soap.
Again.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was after a while, it wasn't the same. You know, it would start wearing away. It just didn't stick like it used to.
As long as it didn't stick to the inside of the cereal box when you were trying to dump your cereal out to eat in the morning.
Yeah,
and we can't talk about, you know, morning cereals or anything like that without talking about the sugar content. Let's
yeah.
be honest. We know a healthy cereal for a kid had way too much sugar in it, and we would be bouncing off the walls.
And some kids usually probably put a teaspoon or two of sugar in it after they made up the cereal.
Maybe. I never did. I never put sugar in anything. The most I ever did as a kid, and even now to this day sometimes, is if I have like a Frosted Flakes or something like that, I might cut up a little bit of strawberry or something and put it in there.
I
and
was
that's
watching
it.
A Home Alone movie or something like that, one with a kid in it at one point. Where he actually had a sweet sugar cereal and then poured sugar on top. And I was like, oh, that's got to be super sweet.
I couldn't even do that.
It was on a movie or something I seen at one point.
So if you were a kid, would you eat, you know, you had your cereal, but would you have oatmeal too from time to time?
I had oatmeal all the time. My mom and dad always made me oatmeal. What
oh, that's right.
Connor's
so, yeah.
something in the basement.
So hi, Connor is mentioning the fact that when he was growing up, every cereal commercial ended as part of a balanced breakfast. That was the tagline of just about every commercial since the 70s and 80s and 90s and on, because it's a balanced breakfast if you have, you know, 20 grams of sugar or something. and wakes you up. And I would always love the fact that at the end of the commercials, when they would do this in any commercial, whether it be a kid cereal, promotional one, whatever, it would be the picture of the cereal bowl, but then also a thing of toast, a glass of orange juice, a big jug of milk next to it, and some other random, like maybe bacon or whatever. I'm thinking to myself, that's not a balanced breakfast. That's a heart attack on the screen. That's what that is.
All right. So aside from free things that they would give you a cereal, and this
right.
is one of my favorite cereal boxes, I would love to get it sometime, is a Cookie Crisp one, and this is for Transformer fans out there. They had a 25,000 could win instantly a Jazz.
What?
An Autobot
the
Jazz.
The Cookie Crisp Jazz. Doesn't it have I think it has different stickers on it, too.
Yeah, and actually, a lot of those stickers, Tony and I actually have. There was six of them all together.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we have most of those stickers that would have come in there as a free gift. But there was so many people that would also win a Jazz.
That's so
you
cool.
won a Jazz.
Yeah, Cookie Crisp had so many different taglines over the years. My personal favorite one when it was the Cookie Crisp Burglar or whatever, and they had the cops trying to chase them, and now it's just like a dog or whatever that goes, Cookie Crisp. You know, that's what they have now.
Now, this box art I'm looking at is actually the one where the criminal and the cops chasing them.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah, so we actually have those stickers at home. I know we have them somewhere put away.
Oh, my
but,
gosh.
But you would get a free sticker with them, but there are cereals like that back then that have contests where you could win things like
right.
that. I'm sure I seem to remember one that had a bike you could win, a Huffy bike and such.
That might have been Cheerios, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
They had the Huffy bike.
Yep. And then a lot of times too with cereal boxes, if they didn't have a prize or anything, they would have a...
And then if they didn't have a prize, we'd say, skip that one, Mom. Let's get the other one.
Right. Well, no, they would have like an activity on the back of the box too, whether it be like a maze that you would fill out or like a puzzle to solve or whatever.
Something to play with. Yeah.
Something for the kid to play with for one time.
Yeah.
You get your cereal, here you go, you get to play with it, and then all of a sudden, it's done, and the kid's like, I don't want
the
cereal
no more.
You know, the
thing about those, though, is my dad usually played them before we got a chance to. He would play with the puzzles, and then we'd come out, and Dad and Mom, one of them played with it. Usually, it was my dad that played it.
Did he eat your cereals, too? And like,
well, he would eat some of it, but he would play the game before we got a chance, like the games you're talking about on the back of the box. Usually, one of the adults got a hold of it before we did.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, they always had the same, what is that? I remember they always had the same.
The game on the back.
Oh, yeah, the game was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The same game every time.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I think they were
Connor
the same
Connor was
game
talking to us in the...
From the basement there.
From the basement.
I think they were always the same if they were the same company, like General Mills or something like that. They would have the same kind of games on the back, 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, a month or two later, then they'd change the game.
Yeah. If
you
we
knew
were,
the answers.
If we were lucky. I remember my mom one time eating the last of my cereal, and at the time it was Honey Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, and it was gone, and I was so looking forward to it in the morning, and I just looked at her and go, Mom, why did you do that? And I had this look, and I was probably like 8 or 9 years old, and I think I didn't intentionally break her heart, but I broke her heart because she broke my heart. She ate my cereal.
You know, there's something I always liked snacking on as a kid that I still like snacking on, and that's Cheerios without milk.
Yeah.
Like, I would do it. I would take a little bit to school, or my teacher, as a treat, she'd have like little cereal cups. She'd give everybody a little thing of Cheerios that we'd munch on as a snack. I took some to work the other day and snacked on them like that.
It's funny you say that because I've actually seen recently in like different stores where you can now pick up individual packets of just Cheerios to snack on like
that. Yeah. I've seen those too where you can just do that.
And Mr. Connor is saying that he does that with Crispix.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could still do that with this kind of stuff. But
yeah.
I used to do it as a kid too, like just to have a snack that you didn't have anything extra with it, no milk, you could just snack on it.
Yeah. For me, it would have been like the peanut butter Cap'n Crunch. Like, that was a big one for
too.
Me. Although I liked it when it melted into the cereal, too, but that's just me. One of the things I do with cereal now, and I've done this since I was a kid, I'm a rarity, I think. I enjoy semi-soggy cereal. I don't want it super crisp. So I will make my bowl of cereal and maybe let it sit for 5 minutes before I will even eat it. That way, it gets a little soggy, and it's just perfect.
It's a soggy cereal.
It's a soggy cereal. Something like Cocoa Pebbles. Oh, Cocoa Pebbles. I could eat that all day. And it makes chocolate milk.
It makes chocolate milk,
Chocolate milk, so you finish that. And whoever...
And fruity-flavored ones make a fruit drink.
Yep. And whoever eats a cereal and doesn't drink the milk after the fact and just lets the milk sit there, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
You gotta drink the milk. You can't just let it sit there. It's flavored milk. You gotta
have
it.
I mean, sometimes whenever I was a kid, though, I'd be eating it with this milk, and most of my milk would be gone before I even got done with the cereal.
Do any of your cats ever drink the milk left over? Do they hop up and go, I want to have that milk?
Not really, not now, because I don't eat as much cereal. Maybe when Tony does. I don't know. He eats more cereal than I do now.
Cereal can be healthy, too. There's good healthy cereals out there. Like the aforementioned Cheerios is actually good for your heart. You know.
Yeah, I actually need to eat more cereal, but Tony eats more of it than me. And speaking of Tony, because we're probably going to mention this cereal next, treat your mother right if you want some Mr. T cereal. Right, Mike?
That's right. It's a great song, by the way.
And it's shaped like T's, that cereal is.
Mr. T. Dun, 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 dun. You could actually be eating Mr. T while watching Mr. T's cartoon, which was on Saturday morning on NBC. I just remember that for whatever reason. It was a fun cartoon.
And Tony, and you just mentioned it was on Pee-wee's Big Adventure, too. He was eating Mr. T.
That's right. He's having a little fun. I'm going to have some Mr. T cereal. And I can't do Mr. T.
Did he do something like, I pity the fool that don't eat my
cereal?
That's
right. He did.
I seem to remember him saying that. I pity the fool that don't eat my cereal.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. T, it's... anybody and everybody who was popular at the time had a cereal practically. It was not, unless you were Madonna or Michael Jackson, you had a cereal practically at this point. You know, there was probably Ronald Reagan cereals that we never ate, saw as a kid, but they probably had them. You know, that's my guess. There was Smurf cereals. There was probably Smurf cereals.
Oh, I love Smurfs.
Yeah?
Tony actually has that on my little list, and I saw it earlier, too. I would love to have some Smurf cereal.
You know who would, too?
Who?
Gargamel.
Oh, yeah. Well, but Gargamel really wanted the Smurf cereal.
That would be real
Smurf. I would love to have some Smurf Berry Crunch, and I'd love to have some Strawberry Shortcake cereal. And recently, just researching for this show, I noticed there was Rainbow Bright cereal.
Yes.
Did not know that. Someone is trying to sell one for over $2,000 online.
It was a very limited run-like thing. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. Any of the cereals, though, like that, if you look on eBay, we have some of them at home, you know, like we have the Ghostbusters.
Right.
CP3O. Tony will not eat it.
I would.
If you
put any cereal in front of me, I don't care how old it is, I will try it.
He tried the bubblegum, folks, on our last show that was about New Kids.
So it was tasty.
I wouldn't put it past
him. Let's just say, I will try just about anything, unless it's green, like lettuce or anything. I don't eat greens very well. But I'll try just about anything. So if you find a fun cereal that you want me to try on a future show at some point, we could do a future show potentially on more cereals, and I will try it right here on air.
And I'm going to tell you something here, too. This is probably another country. It looks like it might have, maybe not. It might have been in the U.S. Probably was. But you know how you were mentioning Honey Smack and we were talking about free items that you could get? I guess this was probably in the early 70s. Honey Smacks, and this, I only mention this because it's one of my favorite shows and I have a costume of it. You could get inside each box would have a free banana split ring.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, and actually I'm going to show Mike a picture. He'll have to post it online later. But it's free banana split,
That's cool.
And that's kind of cool.
That's some things that you would get in your cereals. Like, again, we talked about before, some of the different toys or random things that you would get.
Mentioning that, I don't want to cut off you one more time, but it does say it looks like it's in a different language, too.
Yeah, that's so definitely like they're trying
I'm
to cover
I'm guessing
their...
that's probably not in the U.S., but that's pretty cool.
Right.
Pretty cool.
I remember vividly, for whatever reason, there was a point where you had one cereal, and I forget which one it was, but on the back, it had, if you bought four different boxes, four different panels that you could put together to make like a racetrack, and they came with Hot Wheels cars or something similar to that.
Oh, that's cool.
So you could actually, if you bought multiple boxes, and it was like, you know, box one had this corner of the track, corner two, corner three, corner four, and you could run a little racetrack with your Hot Wheels like car or Hot Wheels car itself. Like that was inventive, and that got you to buy more boxes too.
Yeah.
And I like stuff like that.
Yeah, I actually don't remember those, but I didn't play with too many Hot Wheels as a kid.
No, you just drove cars around.
Yeah, and crashing them into things. I didn't have that, but I do remember Captain Crunch. They had a lot of the erasers, and like I said, I got that Garfield reflective. And there was a lot of little things like that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
But after doing some research, there was a lot of cool brands that I wish I could go back in time and just walk down a cereal aisle, because they had E.T. cereal, they had Gremlins, Gremlins.
Gremlins cereal.
Yeah, so. And if you open up a certain brand, you'd get the wrong one, and it would have one of the villains, one of the full-grown Gremlins, and it'd come out and go, Gizmo Caca!
Oh, Caca cereal, Caca!
Yeah.
No, you don't want that. You want Gizmo cereal. Want some cereal, yum. Now,
don't feed him after midnight.
I was going to say, hold on.
Don't feed Mike after midnight.
How do you feed a gremlin cereal? Because is milk considered a water?
No.
Or is it just a liquid?
No, because that comes from a cow.
Okay.
I would think, honestly, that we would have to make a whole gremlin episode, but I think if water is diluted in any way, like with sugar, like Kool-Aid or anything, it doesn't count.
Okay.
I think it has to be just plain water.
Plain water.
To
okay.
actually do any kind of damage.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, I think we have to do a whole Gremlins episode
yeah,
at some point.
Yeah, about things that you can and cannot do.
That each rule is its own segment, but that's yeah. a whole other... That's a different
version. That's a whole other show. But you can feed him Gremlin cereal
right.
before midnight.
Oh, man. We and, talked about C-3PO's, which yeah. I love seeing that commercial because it's C-3PO, you know, hawking cereal. He's just walking around with a tray trying to sell you, you know, orange juice and stuff when he's a droid. Like, droids don't eat cereal. They get plugged in to get charged up.
They had video game ones, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They had Nintendo cereal.
Wasn't
they had Pac-Man and...
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't have a split screen on that box,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I...
Yep.
Doing my research, folks.
Yep.
I saw something with that. It's a Nintendo cereal system. Had the day tonight. Well, actually, one looks like Zelda and one looks like Mario Brothers. You see
that's
it there?
Right. And I was going to say, yeah, two different bags in that one with two different kinds of cereal flavors. Kind of ingenious, but also less of your favorite potentially in one box.
And they have the same thing with Nerds, two different bags.
Yes.
Yeah, so you could have one or the other.
Oh, my gosh.
Or you could mix them together. Like I said, I like to mix stuff together.
Now, you know what another thing is, too? I don't think there was ever a Transformer cereal. But there was a G.I. Joe cereal.
I did not have the G.I. Joe.
It was called Action Stars.
For Starduster.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We got a little note from Tony in the basement. With the G.I. Joe cereal, you had a mail away for a G.I. Joe figure called Starduster, which was technically anybody, but he was his own separate character. Yep. It was a way you could get him, like, initially, I think, or something like that. Because, of course, G.I. Joe, you got to get a toy. And if you're not going to pack a figure in with the cereal.
Or you can mail away for a t-shirt.
Oh, that's right. You can get the t-shirt, too. The commercial for it's really fun to watch because it's the kid walking around with Duke from G.I. Joe to get to the kitchen for a cereal. He's looking and hunting for a cereal.
Like, you notice they don't really do that too much anymore.
They don't do stuff like that
anymore. They might give you a free giveaway or something, but they don't have character ones anymore. Not like they used to.
They have the character mascots for cereal still.
Yeah.
And you'll get your Frankenberries and Count Chocolates during Halloween and such. You do have the bee for Honey Nut Cheerios. You have the aforementioned like wolf or whatever for Cookie Crisp. I just like saying that. But you don't have like the hawking for a lot of different things. Occasionally you'll get like a quick little run of something like Ghostbusters for the new Ghostbusters film and things like that. But you don't get anything for... cartoons anymore because there's no Saturday morning cartoons really.
Yeah, it's kind of it's sad the way that is. I guess there's like it's not Boomerang, but that what is that retro TV station?
Oh, MeTV. MeTV Toons.
They have a special Saturday morning event where
yep.
you can watch cartoons in the morning for us adults that want to watch cartoons
still and
everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
No,
and have your cereal in the morning.
Or you can go on to other online places where they have videos and everything and sometimes watch blocks of different things and stuff like that. And anytime I do that, I get the hankering for cereal every single time. And I'll usually do a bowl of cereal of some kind and or make some Cinnamon Toast for myself to go with it. There's also Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal, which so good.
Oh,
I still eat that
too.
On a regular basis. But I'll have that with like Cinnamon Toast. I'll make it two separate things and have that. And that is my balanced breakfast. Cinnamon in one hand, cinnamon in the other. That's a balanced breakfast is what that is.
I actually am looking at, while you're talking, I'm looking at this Pac-Man cereal that was promoting the new Super Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah.
But it's got, you know, that's an arcade game, but it's got new Super Pac-Man marshmallows.
Oh.
And, you know, they're big size ones that would come with the Pac-Man cereal.
Right.
But then if you saved three of your UPS symbols, you could send away for a Pac-Man ring. I'm going to have to see if I can find that online sometime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a free Pac-Man ring.
Yep.
That's actually pretty cool. Yeah, I'm getting geeky looking at pictures, folks.
That's okay. No, hey.
Pictures.
For me, it's all about just now I really want cereal. What do I get when I go to the grocery store later? Because I think I'm going to have to
buy some sugar smacks.
Yeah, I need some sugar smacks. Like, so, you know, let us know when we post this up for a podcast and all that. You know, make a
mention
of
what your favorite.
What was your favorite cereal as a kid, or even now? I want to know, and you know, I want to comment back and say, hey, let you know what we ate and what we enjoyed too. But I want to know what you liked. You know, let us know in the comments on anything that you're listening to or whatnot, or you know, let us know here at the station, because we might have to do some taste testing. Might do a show just on taste testing different cereals or combinations of cereals. But I promise, no water involved.
No water involved.
No water
and
involved.
There's a cereal in here. They have this one cereal where you get this free packet of Reese's Pieces.
Right.
And it's not E.T. as you would expect.
That's
E.T.,
a missed opportunity.
Yeah, that's a missed opportunity, but it is Alien's cereal from the 1980s, and it was called Freakies.
You know what? They should have done an X-File cereal with E.T. hawking it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a missed opportunity, like you said, though. I mean,
yeah.
Reese's Pieces. And I did want to mention something before I forget it. This Urkel O's.
Did you do that? They made Urkel cereal.
What flavor
and I
do you think
this.
It was?
I'm going to say cornstarch and cheese.
No. Did I do that? No. It was a strawberry and banana. Sounds actually pretty good.
That actually sounds pretty good. Wait, hold on. So in this one show, we've now talked about three different cereals that had strawberry flavoring. Strawberry shortcake, Frankenberry, and now Urkel O's?
Yeah, I mean...
That's a combination I never thought I'd
banana,
say.
Banana, you don't really hear too much of banana flavoring. So, I mean, that sounds really good. And in this box I'm looking at, you know what the prize was?
$1.22.
No. You could win a trip to meet Urkel in Hollywood.
You could win a trip to meet me? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what you would win.
Oh, wow. See, now that would be a cool thing to win, just for the trip alone, not even necessarily to meet, you know, Julia White. But again, even meeting Julia White, one of the biggest stars of, you know,
the
90s comedy television. Let's be honest. That
was
very cool.
Yeah, that would have been a very cool prize. So I definitely wanted to mention that.
You could be sitting there with your Urkel doll clutched in your hand, watching Family Matters on a Friday night and having Urkel O's as a snack.
And you could have Mr. T to go with it.
Wait. If you put the Mr. T and the Urkel O's together, you'd spell two.
That's true. Two. Yeah. That is true.
You're going to be going to the bathroom after you have all that cereal.
You know, and I'm looking at some more of these pictures. I'm cheating people. I'm cheating on the phone here, right? When I was mentioning that, because there's more sugar. I'm saying, instead of cereal, I should be saying sugar, because a lot of this stuff got sugar in it.
Okay, let's again be honest. All these cereals that we're talking about, 90% of them are literally just sugar packed into different compacted forms that we eat, and that's what we would be like.
That's what kids were eating.
Bouncing off the walls with.
I love this Cracker Jack cereal.
Oh, Cracker Jack was really good.
That was really good.
Yeah.
And these are just some I'm naming off. I'm going to let Mike do some talking.
One of my favorites was actually, and it was because of the commercial itself. It was for the fact that it was these military guys. They were doing their thing. You know, they were having some cereal. And then their drill sergeant walks up and goes, "What are you guys doing?" And the guy looks up. The soldier looks up and goes, "Nothing, honey." And drill sergeant's like, "What? Nut and Honey," and that was the name of cereal, Nut and Honey. And it was a good cereal. Like, it was a healthier, quote-unquote, cereal for you to have. I just love that. It was also variations of that commercial where it was like the husband saying that to his wife, Nut and Honey, and he's eating cereal, obviously, and whatnot, and she's getting upset because he's eating all the cereal. Much like, well, my mom broke my heart when she ate my cereal.
I'm looking at these pictures, though. There's this... This is an old rack of cereal
boxes. Oh my gosh!
Right, I'm looking at, and not one of them doesn't have something free to give away or some kind of prize.
Yeah,
not that, one.
That's how they got. Oh, and think about this too. When you were a kid, right?
Yeah.
All of these cereal boxes that they really wanted to sell to kids were on the like lower two and three shelves. They were never too high, never too low. They were at kid eye level, so we would see them right away.
Yep.
And we would have to go up to our mom and be like, "I want this." And mom would be like, "I don't know."
So one of these has got this creepy crawler you're mentioning, the one that crawls down the wall, the pops, corn pops here.
Yep.
But the Sugar Crisps actually had where you could win a VCR.
That's a great prize.
That's a great prize. But every one of them, the only one I am not seeing a free prize for is some cereal called Sunflakes and a cereal called Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
But the box art would have sold me alone. And we just mentioned the Cabbage Patch Kids a little bit ago that they weren't really flavored, but who wouldn't a little girl, what little girl wouldn't want Cabbage Patch Kids?
Right. It's a low energy cereal, so you'll be, you know, kind of zonked out when you eat it as opposed to, you know, bouncing off the walls potentially.
Well, I mean, it was the artwork. I had some of
right.
them. And they're awesome. Oh. They're awesome looking, the cereal boxes alone.
You know, we can't talk about cereals without mentioning briefly, too, the fact that you have all these name brand cereals and everything, but then on the very bottom shelf, you would have the off-brand, store-brand cereals, which were essentially the exact same thing, but you didn't get a box. You only had this big bag by itself of the cereal itself, and I can remember vividly from time to time, like my mom or my dad would, you know, buy the name brand cereal, and then they would get the off-brand one and just refill the name brand cereal box.
That was sneaky.
That was sneaky, but also kind of smart. You know, budgeting-wise, it made perfect sense to do that. But, you know, now, if you're a kid and you're walking down the aisle and everything, and there's a great Eddie Murphy joke from this, too. You know, you could be sitting there walking around, and you grab the box, like, Mom, can we get this? And then mother takes her shoe and throws it, and it's gone. So I would do that, too. I wouldn't get necessarily get a shoe thrown at me, but I would grab the box, like, Mom, can I get this? And she'd be like, Sure, no. Depending on the cereal. But 9 times out of 10, if it was something like Cocoa Pebbles or whatever, like my super favorite, I'd get it.
And Cocoa Pebbles is still a favorite.
It really is. People. It's all about that chocolate milk. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's still very popular. And I want to make sure I go through some of these that I think we hit most of them that Tony mentioned. But there was a Prince of Thieves, and I'm a big Robin Hood fan.
Whoa, hold on, wait a second. Did we have a cereal based on Prince of Thieves? Tell me there was a commercial with Bryan Adams singing about it.
There might have been, but but the cereals were shaped like arrows.
That makes sense.
Breakfast with Kevin Costner. Now, was that a free prize, Tony? Was that a prize you could win? That would be a neat prize.
That would breakfast be a neat prize. Kevin, you know, a little breakfast with Kevin Costner. I could see that.
And there was a WWF Superstar cereal that we have not mentioned that was shaped like stars.
Just like stars.
Yeah.
That, but then how could I not have one that's shaped like The Undertaker? I want one shaped like The Undertaker. A little coffin that I can eat. That would be the best. The or an urn. You know, that would be the best.
Coffin you could eat. I think we hit most of the ones that Tony mentioned.
It was definitely a fun time as a kid.
It was a fun time to be a kid. I mean, not only for the cereals,
right.
but the cartoons.
It really was. It was the way to wake up and know that your day was going to be good if you had the really cool cereal on the block that nobody else seemed to have.
I also want to mention that there was a Barbie. And there was the Crunchy Stars, which was Muppets.
Oh, wow. Did the Barbie taste like plastic?
It might have.
Because I don't know about that one. That seems like a little scary one to me.
And there was the Simpsons Homer's brand.
Okay.
And these ones I seem to remember was ice cream cones. I remember trying
yes.
those before.
They were basically like small ice cream cones they put in milk. Like they didn't really change the make of the cone itself. They just made them smaller, threw them in a box, and said, here's a cereal.
And there's one that I remember for a while, and that was Frosted Flakes that were banana flavored. I remember
those were really good, too.
I mean, those weren't character ones, but they were ones that I remember.
Yeah.
And they had the Addams Family when the movie came out.
Do-do-do-do. Crunch, crunch. Do-do-do-do. Crunch, crunch.
Do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. Crunch, crunch.
And then they had Dunkin' Donuts cereal.
Oh.
We weren't even trying after a while.
Yeah. That, they
like,
basically
let's just try those.
Let's just shove as much sugar as we can into cereal, get you to sit down and not get up ever again.
Yeah, not to get up ever again.
Wilford Brimley would be like, I've done my job.
I definitely would have wanted to try the Donkey Kong Jr. cereal.
Yeah.
They had OJ's, Kellogg's OJ's.
Oh,
that
okay.
cereal, that's so...
I was
going
to say, that's a whole other cereal I don't want to try. That might be a killer cereal.
That was a cereal that you would have orange juice with instead of milk.
No, you can't have orange juice in cereal. That's like having water in cereal. You just can't do it.
And then Quaker, you know, Quaker Oats that makes the oatmeal,
right,
had one, a cereal called Halfies.
Oh, my gosh.
Halfies. Whatever.
I'd have to look that one up entirely. I think we are cerealed out at this point. We have had our fill of our breakfast, and we got to get our day started here.
Yeah, so. We need to get our day started here. And there's crisps, too. Oh, and are you telling me that the spaceship is getting ready to take off?
The spaceship is about to take off, and we are bouncing off the walls, ready to go.
Has taken off. I think I'm going to go eat something.
Oh, I think we need to do that. You've been listening to Retro Talk here on 98.5 WXPM, The Phoenix, with Retro Rose and The Bro Show.
I need some cereal.
We need some cereal to get going. We'll be back again next time, same bat channel. As always, see you next week.
Sponsor Retro Talk, where your support keeps us on the air. If you want more information, send an email to wxpm985@gmail.com and we'll send you our brochure.
You've been listening to
Retro Talk with Retro Rose
here on
98.5 WXPM.
Be back next week, same time, same channel.